is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia was banned Thursday from using its name, flag, and anthem at the next two Olympics or at any world championships for the next 2 years. The Court of Arbitration for Sports ruling also blocked Russia from bidding to host major sporting events for 2 years. Russian athletes and teams will still be allowed to compete at next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing, as well as world championships, including the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, if they are not implicated in doping or covering up positive tests. The punishments are less than the 4-year ban by the World Anti-Doping Agency had proposed. A second COVID-19 vaccine moves closer to joining the U.S. fight against the pandemic Thursday as government advisors convene for a public review of its safety and effectiveness. It's the next to last step for the vaccine developed by drug maker Moderna and the National Institutes of Health in the U.S. The panel of physicians and medical researchers is expected to endorse it, followed by the Food and Drug Administration's okay within hours or days. The action would provide a boost to the largest vaccination effort in U.S. history that kicked off this week. More shipments of the first green-lighted vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech were going out Thursday, earmarked for healthcare workers and nursing home residents around the country. French President Emmanuel Macron tests positive for COVID-19 and goes into self-isolation. Two other leaders who potentially had contact with him are quarantining too. And New Zealand roared back from a coronavirus-induced recession with record economic growth of 14% in the July through September quarter, official data shows. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Boko Haram jihadist group released a video Thursday claiming to show schoolboys seized in a mass kidnapping in northwest Nigeria last week. In the video seen by AFP, a distraught teenager speaking in English and Hausa said he was among 520 students taken by the gang of Abubakar Shekau. The team was surrounded by a large group of boys, some looking quite young, all appearing exhausted. The assault late Friday on a rural school in Katsina State was initially blamed on bandits who have terrorized the region for years. But on Tuesday, Boko Haram claimed responsibility for the raid, which occurred hundreds of kilometers from its stronghold in northeast Nigeria. It's not known the exact number of children missing. Two accounts by different government officials have put the number of schoolboys missing at 320 and 333, respectively. The group claiming responsibility here was behind the 2014 abduction of 276 schoolgirls in Chibok that sparked global outrage. Swiss prosecutors say they have indicted Credit Suisse for failing to prevent money laundering by a Bulgarian criminal organization in charges flatly rejected by Switzerland's second largest bank. The Office of the Attorney General of Switzerland, or OAG, said that after a 12-year investigation, it had filed a string of indictments with the Federal Criminal Court in connection with a large-scale Bulgarian drug trafficking and money laundering operation. Credit Suisse was accused in the indictment of failing to take all the organizational measures that were reasonable and required to prevent the laundering of assets belonging to and under control of the criminal group. A former manager at the bank and two members of the criminal organization were also indicted for their roles in the scheme. Credit Suisse said in a statement that it rejects as meritless all allegations raised against it and is convinced its former employee is innocent, adding that it intends to defend itself vigorously. The criminal organization in question is said to have trafficked large amounts of cocaine from South America to Europe while laundering the proceeds. According to the Swiss OAG, the bank had failed to prevent the flight of assets amounting to the equivalent of around $40 million related to the Bulgarian criminal group. And 10 U.S. states have brought a lawsuit against Google, accusing the search giant of anti-competitive conduct in the online advertising industry, including a deal to manipulate sales with rival Facebook. Google is calling the suit meritless and says the price of online advertising has fallen over the last decade. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.